Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, a little story, but one that's important to Boyd County, one of the 16 that received $15,000 or less in state ag development funds for shared use equipment projects. Local Extension Agent Lyndall Harned.
And this was a special fund that the State Ag Development Board set up last year for counties who got little or no county funds through that phase one program, and we only get about $2,200 to $2,400 a year, so it's sort of hard to do many programs with that.
The County Conservation District, their local ag development administrator, polled farmers about what might be most useful, including that information in the application. A state grant of almost $13,000 was recently approved for a pasture aerator, a small plot seeder, a small sprayer, and a hydro seeder.
And where we are, as some people would call it, some of our land is topographically challenged or steep. We can spray our seeds from the bottom up the hill or get top of the ridge and spray down and cover 250 feet that otherwise we couldn't get machinery on to try and improve either the vegetation or whatever we're trying to do with it.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family. And I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with Boyd County Extension Agent Lyndall Harned on their plans for their shared use equipment program, and I suggested that much of that might be geared toward cattle. He says some, maybe, but they're also big in horses.
We have a wide variety of horses. We've got everything from standard breeds to quarter horses to a lot of just crossbreds that are pleasure horses for trail riding is real big up here.
Access to that new shared use equipment will generally lead to stronger erosion control and, for various farmers and other ag entrepreneurs, improved economic opportunities.
I'm sure they'll take advantage of it. Wildlife and conservation and hunting is big up here too, and I'm sure that the that small plot seeder will be used towards some of that. We're beginning to see some commercial hunting up here, some fee hunting and that type stuff, and we're thinking this may help some of those that are getting into that.
Boyd County Extension Agent Lyndall Harned. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.